Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I got rained on.
I look like a Greek fisherman is what I was saying. Catherine's literally just walked in.
I look like an 80s comedian.
And more importantly, why are so many tier ones writing to me asking for... Oh, we can get rid of that donor bar. Why are so many tier ones writing to me asking for postcards? Why are so many people... Please don't change the letters. It's not TGMA. It has to remain TLNA. It has to. It has
you can
to.
See, I've just pulled my jacket on.
It has to remain TLNA. The Queen is in focus. There we go. It has to remain TLNA.
Yeah.
Can't check. Don't go. Don't change. Don't give us.
Don't mess with the
brand.
The
morning great is here. No, it has to. We need a new name. But it has to be TLNA.
TLNA in brackets morning edition.
It has to be. It has to be. Now, here's what I want to talk to you about. Mm. Why, good morning. Why are there so many tier ones asking me for...
Donuts.
It backfired quite badly.
Oh, yeah.
We've gone from 10 tier twos to close to 100.
Shit, man, I've got to write a lot of postcards.
Well, I've started doing some addresses today.
Thanks.
Right.
I was thinking if we managed to do 10 each a day...
Well, I'm doing the addresses, you're doing the messages. The addresses are harder than the messages because
no,
I've got a copy.
No, they're not. I've got to think of something different for everyone.
Just write the same old...
No.
All right.
I'll do some. Compare. But, you know, they're like, they talk.
But you send us emails. Right, Gatford is a tier one. And Gatford said... Gatford, you would think... By the way, Gary's a band.
No, Gary's after the double peen incident.
DJ Moo is banned. So I sent out a message, right? Could someone... Actually, I've got the text of the message I sent out, right? I've got the text. That's Patreon. You're Patreon, Andrew. You're Patreon. Jeez. Right.
This is Gatford's idea. F-T-L-O-G. For the love of God.
This was Gatford's idea, and he's ballsed it up. So yeah. This is the message I sent out, right? This is the message I sent out to... And admittedly, I sent it out. It's tiny. I sent it out to everyone. Close your eyes and listen to this and let me know if there's any confusion. It goes to every subscriber, okay? Because there's no way around it.
Mm-hmm.
Title. Postcards for Tiers 2 and 3. Hello, Tiers 2 and 3. You are going to get a postcard. Please send me a message with your address and we shall get it out to you. I won't use this address for anything else, I promise. My whispers are open. Who do you think that postcard is for?
Well, you say it twice, don't you?
Yeah.
But then again, you know, we've had a unbanned request from someone who couldn't work out why they were banned and their name is Big Wobbly Spunk Bomb.
I'm so...
So, there's no accounting for people's common sense, you know?
I'm so annoyed with Gatford because it's his idea, right? And then he...
What is he doing to contribute to this? Nothing.
I mean, there's so much going on. my search bar in my computer doesn't work. So I go to type in the search, type here to search, and it worked 2 days ago, Skype. Oh, it doesn't work. So I have to go, and I've Googled, here's what's going to happen later on today. I'm resetting my computer, like I did before when it glitched. I'm resetting my computer, because otherwise, I can't do anything. So we're going to reset the computer. Do you want to hear something funny? This is my new thing now, right? This is my new thing. This is a message I got. This is a message I got on Saturday night at 10:49.
Yeah.
Listen to this, right? Or you might not be... No, you should... let me just change the settings. This is a message I got. 1,000 viewers straight away.
Apparently we're on the front page.
Welcome to our new slot.
Oh, no, come on.
Right. So we're talking about this. Right. So... This is my new hobby, right? That's the microphone, speakers. That's okay. This should work. So you should hear this, right?
Fuck you, you motherfucking porn. Uh-huh.
Right. So that's the message. Play it again for those who missed it.
Fuck you, you motherfucking porn. Uh-huh.
Okay.
What's the last word? Tard.
Tard. So this is what I do.
Oh,
now.
Right.
This is what I do now. This is, by the way, did we get 1,000? Anyway, this is what I do now. This is what I do.
Welcome to the EE voicemail. I'm sorry, but the person you've called is not available. Please leave your message after the tone. After you've finished your message, just hang up. Or to hear more options, please press 1.
Hello, yeah, this is the police. We've been given this number because we believe it's been sending out malicious and abusive phone calls. We'd appreciate it if you could call into your local police station as soon as possible so we can question you. Thank you.
Does that classify as impersonating a police officer?
No, because they don't really talk like that.
No, they don't. Right. I think they train that out of them.
I look like a tramp. So, I don't understand why... The phone lines are open, by the way, guys. You want to call us? This is it. That camera is slightly on the wonk. It's just that one that's on the wonk. That one. Main shot clean. Okay. I don't know how to make it any clearer to people. We've been saying this for ages. The postcards are only for tiers 2 and 3. It's been too successful. We're only doing it for 2 months. We had 10 tier 2s. We're close to 100.
And when we say we're doing it for 2 months, I will be writing constantly for 2 months.
Yeah. So,
in fact, I don't know what I'm doing here now. I should be writing.
So Hazy doesn't understand what he is. He's a pain in the bloody ass. You're a tier 1, right? So I've had so I send that message out, and it has to go out to everyone because that's how the system is. Otherwise, and we've got, I'd be sending out 140, including the tier 3s, whispers to everyone. That would take me forever, right? So I've got a spreadsheet with the names on, and. I mustn't forget to play any adverts. I've got a spreadsheet with all of the names on.
Yes.
And the tiers. But there is a chance, I downloaded that this morning, but there is a chance that someone might have upgraded since I downloaded it, right?
There's always one that falls through the net.
So I've had all the, right, so I've had all of these people get in touch saying, yeah, I'll have a postcard, please. And I go onto the, I go onto the spreadsheet. And if it's a tier 2 or 3, highlight them yellow. I write the address down on a postcard. But if it's not a tier 2 or 3, then I have to go back to them and go, I'm really sorry, I've got you down here as a tier 1.
Why don't you write on a postcard sent to them?
I've got you down here as a tier 1. So what?
Oh, it's fun and games, isn't it?
It's not. It's right, let's have a little look. We've got some whispers here. So we're going to go to the spreadsheet.
Yeah.
Spreadsheet fun. I won't show you the spreadsheet because that is
secret
classified information.
Yeah.
So.
By the way, if you're new here, drop us a follow, please, because we do a lot of fun stuff and we don't want you to miss out. Do it.
Okay. So McPaul's is definitely a tier 2. I know that because he bangs on about it.
Oh, don't he though?
All the freaking time. So we go to McPaul's.
We're getting follows.
On the spreaders.
And subs. People are paying me today. What the hell is going on?
I don't want any more tier... No more... Well, hang on. You have to tell me if we get any tier twos or tier threes during this, because that just buggers it up.
David Williams subscribed with Prime.
That doesn't count.
No.
We love you, Prime. So then what
Brown Eyes Dotty subscribed at tier two.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
No, we're supposed to say thank you.
Oh, Brown Eyed Dolly, I'm going to whisper you. Whisper you. I don't know how to whisper you. What's that? Timeout? No. Mod? Whisper.
I mean, there's a big
this
purple...
This is an awful system.
Big purple button that says whisper.
Brown Eyed Dolly, can you whisper me your address?
Whisper.
Right. So McPaul's says... We call it... Right. So I write the address. Paul... And his address is 36 Jones Street. Probably shouldn't be saying this out loud, but it just...
Banger, because he's a drummer.
Didn't he?
Banger, I don't even know her.
G8 summit happening soon. And then I signed that. Right.
Oh, no.
So he's ticked off, right? So... Now, right, let's find... Now, I don't recognise this name. So what we do is we... So I've got it... hang on. H-I. H-I. Right, that's a tier two. Okay, apologies. Here we go. 43 Nick.
Yay.
I'm not quite sure how the tiers work. I was going by the email you sent. Yeah, the email said tier 2 and tier 3!
Everyone needs to chill out. It's only 11 minutes past 10 on a Monday. We have a lot of week to go. What is required is... What the hell has happened here to my equipment? What we need here is...
Right, Ginger Ninja, you're tier 1!
Everybody call out.
Ginger Ninja, you're tier 1! You're tier one. I'm going to reply.
You're tier one.
You're tier one.
Oh.
You're tier one. Gatford, what tier are you? Hang on a minute, Catherine. I don't think they can see that.
Read and heed, my friends.
Here he is.
Read and heed.
Here he is. Let's phone this piece of trash up. By the way, Gary's a band. This is the only Gary we're allowing. Gary. Gary Food.
Gerald.
Yes.
Oi.
Hi.
What tier are you? What tier are you?
Well,
maybe slightly less aggressive.
May I ask a question?
He's pissed me off.
May I ask a question?
No. Answer the question. What tier are you?
I am tier one.
Right. Whose idea was it to give postcards to tier twos and tier threes?
It was an idea I submitted at a production.
Right, so stop. Your idea to give postcards to tiers two and tiers three, you're tier one. Right, listen to this message. What? I'm sorry for being so angry.
I find it a little bit upsetting.
This was supposed to be a really loving alternative to Piers Morgan,
because
right?
People have just got up and now they're getting absolutely rosted.
Right, so just tell me, just stop me, Gatford, when you hear the bit in this message... that says tier ones will get a postcard, okay? Postcards for tiers two and three is the title.
I'll stop you there.
Okay, he's gone straight in. Yeah. He's stopping me there. He's heard something that makes him think tier ones will get a postcard. Gatford,
what
over to you,
be,
sir.
What could that be, I wonder?
You sent me an email.
No.
Yes.
No.
You.
I sent all subscribers an email.
If you don't know how to do a list of just two tiers and threes, that ain't my fault.
I do. It's called a spreadsheet, and I've got it. The flaw in the Twitch system is you can only send an email to... We're out of focus.
Focus, everybody, focus.
You can only send an email to all subscribers.
So you're blaming Twitch?
No! No, I'm blaming you! You're blaming Twitch!
If you'd outsource this to someone with a bit of, I don't know, you know, technical know-how, you would have only been sent the email
right.
two and three.
Umska's in trouble. Umska did this. Umska said, so I'm guilty of this. I did not know, understand about the tiers. Received an email to me, so assumed it was for me. Guess I'm just not used to receiving emails addressed to me specifically to say they are not for me. Guess I confused it. It wasn't addressed to you. It was at the top, right, at the top. Oh, I know what's going on here. At the top, it says,
Do you need me here, or do you think I should get the backlights out? I think that might help with the focusing. You trying to make myself useful.
Tia, it says you got sent a message, but thank you, Catherine. I'm so angry, Catherine. I'm sorry you've walked into a house of anger.
I noticed a little bit of tetch.
So, Gatford's very quiet. Good, I'm glad he's quiet, because I don't want his voice heard by the nation. But Gatford, you've given me, this is a really big job that I don't want to do, but we did it because you suggested it. And now you're giving me more work to do. Gary's a band because of the peens.
That's got nothing to do with me, and my name is Gatford, as you said several times on this phone.
Your mother said you were Gary. You're calling your mother a liar. A good, decent Christian woman, you're calling her a liar.
My relationship with my mother is just gone.
Mother's Day is just gone, and you're urinating on the seat she sat on.
That's a different subject. Look, if you can't get your technical parts right, that's not on me.
The technical parts are right. The technical parts are the words which say tiers two and tiers three. You get a postcard. Doesn't say tier ones. Doesn't say patrons.
I am signed.
Goodbye.
Up.
Not in the mood. That's for you. That message is for you, Gatters. Good morning, everyone.
Nice to see you. All right.
So this is TLNA. We're doing this for a week because I found out when I was streaming in the morning, we quite often get more viewers than we get in the evening. And the same thing is happening now. Floss says, my email says, hey, Floss 1412, TLNA sent you a message. So I will take that as you sending me a message. I didn't. No, don't.
Don't even.
Peter.
Good morning.
Good morning, Pete. Lovely to have one of my.
Oh, Super Saint 76. Have a good week. Can't watch. Working. Oh. You're here now, aren't you? What's the matter? Oh. Also, we don't need to hear arrivals and departures. If you're here, you're here, and we're grateful for it.
Talk to me, Pete. Speak to me. Make me happy.
Yeah, so I've had an email saying that I'm entitled to a postcard.
Right, let me just check. What is your name on what is your name on Twitter?
My name on Twitter. What's on the tapes?
Okay, so we go to the spreadsheet.
Brown Eyes Dollies gifted some subs.
They're
all tier two.
Oh, Brown Eyes Dollies, stop it!
You shit.
Stop it!
Why would you do that?
Come on! This is a stupid idea and it's Gatford's and I hate him. Pete, it says on here you're a tier one, mate.
Well, yeah, I do the Amazon Prime thing, but I had the email saying that I'm entitled to one. So.
Okay. This really...
I feel like this was supposed to be a nice thing and they're ruining it.
I'm genuinely pissed off with all of you. We are giving up our morning. This was going to be like a lovely... Let's break that quote. A lovely...
I'm sure we'll hear more about
beautiful
that soon.
Beautiful lady, want to come right on my boat? There. Beautiful lady. Hey, beautiful lady, come on right on my boat. okay, no more. Did we get 1,225 followers over the weekend when we weren't here? It's possible.
What?
That's just what that says, but I don't...
That can't
be. We have, because we've crossed over 17,000. We were on like 16,500, roughly. And now we're nearly at 18,000. So let me get this right.
Which one of you did that?
We get more viewers in the morning when we've been a nighttime show for 6 months, and we get more followers when we're not streaming.
We can only take that as a very strong hint.
What is going on?
If you are here now and you're not following us, we'd love it if you would.
Actually, no. David Scott. David Scotted.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hmm?
can. Awesome. You're coming out of my wrong speech.
Pardon?
So ironically, I think the only people who should have got postcards don't have an email, because both me and Jim don't. So maybe it's just reversed it.
How did you not... Right, what you've... That's your fault.
That's probably my Twitch settings, to be honest.
That's... Well, here's what's going to happen, right? I sent the email out as a... Why are you looking so confused?
I'm feeling confused.
The audio's not working, and I'm just trying to sort it while you talk.
Okay, well, we could wait. So you can't... He can't hear me. I'm saying something important and profound.
Give him some thinking music. Oh, you can't?
You're coming out the laptop. It's fine.
That was a scattergun approach to get as many people as I could. And then, because I'm not sending out whispers to 150 people.
Oh, for heaven's sake, no.
All right. So what is happening is I sent this. Are we really loud, by the way, guys? Because we're peaking on there. We're peaking on there. If I do that, there we go. So I sent out the message, right? And that was so that as many people, tier twos and tier threes, would get back. And then there will be less people I would have to approach directly.
Fewer people.
Okay. I mean, comme ci, comme ça. Potato, potato. So then there would be less...
Potato is wrong.
...people. That, no one says potato.
No, exactly.
They?
So it's a bad example.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a really strange one, it's that. Poor that one. Whole song collapses.
Yeah.
So... Whatever, Dave. Whatever your point was, sure. Yeah, why not? I don't care.
What he's saying is he needs a postcard. He needs to give us his stuff.
Whisper me your address.
Yeah, I'm on it. It's just funny that it's just gone the other way around. It was always going to be that way, wasn't it, to be honest?
It was Gafford's idea. It's never happening again. We're doing it this. We've committed to this month and next month, so legally we're probably going to have to do it. Although, do we have to do it next month? Because actually, yes. We're going to do it this month and next month. And then after that, we're never doing it again. Shut up, big boy! You're really pissing me off!
There's been a twist in the cat tail this weekend as well.
So we got big boy.
Bigger boy.
There's another cat has rocked up. He didn't eat that food I put out for him.
It's because he's living somewhere.
I don't know if you've seen that John Lennon clip where a weirdo turns up at his house and he goes, "Are you hungry? Have you eaten? Come on, I'll make you a sandwich." It was like me with Bigger Boy last night.
We're not calling him Huge Boy or Biggest Boy or anything like that because...
But there's a massive cat that looks exactly like Big Boy, but bigger, and he's got a moustache. No, I'm doing that. I've got a moustache. And
you don't have to indicate.
I don't have to.
You can just do that.
Yeah.
Not that. It's that now.
And he's been out. He just stares through the kitchen door like this. He just comes up to the door and looks.
What, with his hands up?
Yeah, he's got his paws
up.
That
is fair play. That's weird.
Hey, Mr. Trippy Games, this is the only
Maybe
phone...
Maybe looking for Big Boy.
Could be.
I think he is. There does seem to be a little...
Big Boy had blood all down his Laughing Cavalier chest the other day.
It wasn't his. And what I've said to Ian is he's killed and he will kill again.
Dave, thank you very much for your call. Send me a whisper, please. This is the only... phone-in show on Twitch. If you're in the UK, you can call this phone number that's coming up on your screen now.
Yeah.
It's a normal rate number. It's just my home number, 0203 286 6370. If you are in the United States, however, you can change the number. You could also Skype, TLNA. Now, Skype, when we normally do this show, weeknights from 10, stands for The Late Night Alternative. All this week, we're doing it in the morning. 10 till 1, except Wednesday. We'll explain about that in a bit. It's 10 till 12. So the show's happening, but it's a little bit shorter. So it's 10 till 1. So we need a new... What does TLNA stand for? And I know you'll complain about this, Caterfer. You can't see it, but that's just the way things go. What does TLNA... We need a new TLNA for the letters. We've got the letters. We need the words. The late night advance doesn't make sense.
The late night after party.
Well, there's a P. Unless you'd say after party was
after
hyphenated.
Party.
After party. Ian Bish is changing the letters. No.
No, no, no.
No. The night late alternator. Well, that doesn't make sense. That looking nice attitude, says Ollie. Best one so far, and that's shit.
Oh, Jimbo, you are funny. Talk, listen, never argue. Come on now.
So you can phone us about anything. the late morning alternative, BAPT. You're changing a letter. Two losers need answers.
Oh.
I can swear a little bit more. I'm not going to swear. My kids aren't watching. Big boy's really, I'm tempted.
Here's the thing.
I'm going to Hansel and Gretel you.
This, wow, this big boy experiment has backfired, right?
It's first a pain all, in the arse.
He was just this kind of mysterious figure at the end of the garden. Then he was someone you were trying to win over. Now he's a constant attention seeker. Dad, has he got poo on his tail again?
No.
Small mercies.
Hello, pudding pie.
Who have you murdered this morning?
I watched a great... So, the basically, the if you're a tier 2 or 3, can you whisper me your address, please?
Hello.
Robin Lord just says, hello.
Hiya.
Who are you, Rob? Right, Robin Lord, if you're... You just whispered hello, right? This is why I don't have whispers open.
Big boy coffee's not for cats. You won't like it.
Can we find out, mods? Is Robin Lord 121? Is he a subscriber? What is he? What is he? Is he a subscriber? Who is he? Please. Who is he? Who is Robin Lord 121? How do I find it? At Robin Lord 121. How do I find... Who is he?
What are you doing? Who is he?
I thought if I wrote his name, I could click on it.
How's that sorted?
I thought if I could write his name, I could click on it. He just whispered me. I don't want to... I'm banned in your chat, he says! He's banned in my chat! Well, do you know what?
Well, that makes things tricky, doesn't it, Robin?
You're banned in my whispers now as well, you bell end. Jeez! Dear God. And the search bar doesn't work on my computer. It just stopped working. It just
you know
stopped
why?
Working.
Because that stuff is none of your business. It's decided. Anything you don't know now, none of your business. Enough. No more searching. Just deal with what you've got.
Always new depths, tier one, but if I whisper my address, can I have one of the leftover ones at the end of the day, like the vaccine? No, you can't. No. Quite simply, no.
The rate we're going, we're going to need more postcards.
Well, we are going to need more postcards. It was an awful idea from Gatford, who isn't a mod, isn't a tier three, and yet somehow was at the tier three mods Christmas do.
Am I imagining it? Or when we were kids, was there a thing you could buy that you could attach to a pencil and it had like an arm on it and then you could have another pencil on it?
Oh, right? And it would so copy lines.
It
would do lines, yeah.
Can I get a couple of them?
Yeah, we'll do that.
I do two at a time.
All right, I'm making the call. We only do it for this month. Because if they're not subscribed, we're only doing it for this month. Because if they're not subscribed now...
They're all going to do it.
Legally, are we... How... Right, on a legal... Where's Richard Gregorian?
Do we have a lawyer in the house?
Hang on. Why Patreons? I love my Patreons so much.
I'm sent in a big book. Like some Mix-a-Lot.
Why are they getting involved in this?
Oh, because they are. Just by their very nature, they're involved people.
Right. But Jim, you've not lost any money. Jim, we have a recorded verbal contract, but you've not lost any money. Let me find out Richard Gregorian.
Oh, yeah, I could get a stamp.
Sorry?
I could get a stamp made. Thanks, bro. Wish you were here. Love
That's
Ian and Kath.
That's not a bad idea. That's not bad.
I mean, would you be highly offended?
What's Richard Gregorian's phone number? It'll be on his website. What's his website? GELaw.co.uk.
Yes.
All right, so we go to GELaw.co.uk. There we go. Let's have a little look at his website here. All right. So, we're getting there. We haven't even started the show yet. We've got loads to talk about. Call us today. Right.
Oh, I wonder if Richard wears one of those.
He needs to. He needs to.
I'd love to see.
Oh, I just... Right, okay, it doesn't matter about that. Matty? Right. So, Oh, actually, there's no phone number. There's no phone numbers on there. There's no phone numbers on this, and no one was doxxed.
So, Matty, retract.
Retract, Matty. Retract. right, so... So much to talk about.
And we're doing this.
And we're doing this, bollocks.
I hope you people are happy and satisfied.
And you people is racist, so you can't say. I wanted this to be, genuinely wanted this to be quite a newsy show. How come we've had 1,000 followers?
I think it's because of the rage. They love it.
Answer the phone, goddamn lawyer.
Please hold the line. Due to the current COVID-19 outbreak, call wait times may be longer than usual. We will answer your call.
Good morning, GE Law Solicitors. How may I help?
Hello, is Richard there, please?
Richard, let me double check if he's available.
Can you tell him it's Ian and Catherine?
Ian.
Thank you.
Catherine.
Don't, we're on in the shop. No swearing today, Scott. You're absolutely right.
Okay. Unfortunately, he's not available. I mean, I can take your name and your contact number. So your name was Ian Catherine. And
Ian
will,
and Catherine, yeah. And the phone number is 0203...
Yep.
286...
Yep.
6370.
370. That's 0203 286 6370.
That's it, yeah.
Okay. And your email address, please?
It's late night alternative at gmail.com.
Gmail.com. That's late night alternative at gmail.com.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll just send this across. What's the call in regards to?
It's he knows who we are. It's about a legal. It's about a. Am I about to break the law?
Right. Okay.
I don't want to, by the way. I'm not getting any pleasure out of this. I need to know if what I'm about to do is illegal or not.
Right, concerns if. All right, I'll send this across now.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
And then, yeah, by then he will get in contact with you, okay?
Okay, this gun's getting heavy, so thank you. That'd be great.
Thank you, bye-bye.
Thank you, bye-bye. That's gelaw.co.uk. Right, let's
his phone number.
Oh, so you've got his other phone number?
Yeah.
Right, all right. But let's...
Of course I have. I work with you.
A criminal. That's not nice, actually. That's an unpleasant thing to say about me.
Well?
1,500 viewers, just saying.
Well, they know that we're getting lawyers involved. It's got to be good watching.
What other shows?
We've only been on for 31 minutes. We've already got getting the lawyers involved.
What other shows are doing spreadsheets and law?
Fair point, Nat.
No, I don't get a yes day. Oh, actually, I think they said I'd get a yes day anyway in the end. My 11-year-old saved my life the other day.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello, this is Richard Gregorian from Gregorian Emerson. Please leave
Why is he doing that voice?
And I'll call you right back. Thank you.
After you've finished your message, just hang up. Or to hear more options, please press 1.
Hello, Richard. It's Ian and Catherine.
Hello.
We need to know if we're about to break the law. We're on air this morning until one-ish, and we're very close to doing something that may or may not be illegal.
Probably is.
We'd love for you to find a loophole.
I think it's dodgy, if not illegal.
Dodgy is dodgy, I'm fine with.
I think it's frowned upon.
Frowned upon, I'm fine with. Illegal.
I think it's immoral.
Illegal in front of people.
Yeah.
I'm not so happy with. So please give us a call. May God bless you. Right.
There you go.
Let's phone this guy up. Let's see what this guy wants. 0203.
Thank you for calling. I'm sorry I can't take your call.
What's going on with everyone?
Please leave a message and I will get back to you as soon as I can.
Jesus.
Why is everyone putting us on hold?
0203 286 6370 is the phone number if you want to give us a call. No swearing today. So, excuse me. It's an early morning show. A lot of fun things happening. With my computer,
yeah.
Search bar doesn't work anymore. So that's fun. What happened there?
Nothing.
There we
Something.
Go. There we go. Hello. I'm sorry, Ian and Catherine can't take your call right now. They're busy talking to an idiot somewhere else. Please leave your message after the beep.
Boops.
I hung up!
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You absolute idiot. I hate you. Oh. We beat you. Beat him.
Oh, I feel,
he's an OBE.
I feel better now, don't you?
Oh, I feel so much. He's an OBE. And we beat him.
I think we won.
We destroyed him. Mm. He's pathetic. Boom, 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 boom.
Thank you, Your Majesty.
Exactly. He got an OBE from a family of known racists. They were all laughing at him as he went. 0203 286 6370 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. Scott's got us on in the shop. That means that Scott isn't listening to James O'Brien.
Yes. I'm totally telling James O'Brien now.
Yes.
James.
Scott's listening to us.
I bet he's listening to both because he's like that.
Do you reckon?
Yeah. Ring him and check him up. Check up on him.
I'm not going to ring him. That would be. I'm not going to ring him.
Good. Let's not ring him.
You can ring us though, guys, about absolutely anything you want. It's a chitty chatty show. I did kind of want today to be a little bit
serious.
Media. Yeah, to try it.
We could try to do current affairs and that and like news, science.
Science. Science?
You know, more of the meatier issues.
Science?
Hello, Balcony Shirts.
Hello, can I speak to Scott, please?
It's Lee here. Can I help? He's just popped out.
has he really popped out, though, Lee?
I'm just keeping a very straight face.
I've got
a totally straight face while I'm saying it. He's just popped out. I've tried to stop him popping out, but he's popped out.
I don't believe he's popped out.
When you say popped out, has he gone upstairs for a...
Steady.
He's very, very busy. Very busy.
Can we speak back to Lee again, please? Because I prefer him over you, Scott.
How are you doing? This is good. This is good at this time. It's like the old days.
Just be quiet. I want to listen.
Oh, okay. Well, you want to see if you're on in the background?
No, I want to see if James O'Brien's on in the background. Shush.
Well, you want to see if you're on in the background?
No. Oh, turn your stream off, please, caller.
he's not on in the background.
Ryan says, I got an email about postcards. Ryan, I'm clicking on you. You're a tier two.
Yes, you did.
Scott, tell us a little bit about yourself, how you first got into T-shirts and all that stuff, yeah?
Well, I was... 20 years old, and I can't, I've got nothing, man. I've got nothing. I've got to be sensible. We're in the shop and we're with Lee.
Lee is a punk. Lee is a punk rock star. Lee got nine out of Lee's latest star. Album got 9 out of 10 in the music magazine.
He can't. He just waltzes in with magazines with his with huge 2-page reviews of himself.
We should get Lee on as a guest.
You do want to go on the TLNA as a guest?
Not now.
Yeah.
Not now.
Not now. But yes, he would love to.
Not now, because I'd have to Wikipedia him.
Yep.
This is great, though. I'm loving it at this time of the day.
Do you think?
Yeah.
We've got more viewers than we normally get. Loads of people watching. It means we haven't got any of those annoying Americans. We haven't got MZ. We haven't got St. John, any of those losers watching.
And all the racist children are at work or school, not work.
Brilliant. And it looks nice with the natural light in your room, if you don't mind me saying.
Yeah. This isn't my room. This is a studio we've had built.
In the studio, yeah.
This is a studio we have built at Pinewood that exactly replicates my house,
yep.
Everything is 3.7% bigger.
And the Queen's come to open it.
You should make the background available as a downloadable background so people can green screen themselves.
I've thought about doing... Well, we've got that, actually.
Oh, that'd be... that's a
Where
thought.
Where is... Oh, I might have taken it off when I tidy things up. We've got it. We've got a film of the background.
It's that
nighttime.
Kind of enterprising notion that means that Balx is ahead of the T-shirt game.
There you go, you see.
How is my T-shirt going?
Yeah, it's good. It's going really well, actually. It looks great.
All right, wicked. Because you said it would look not very great, so that's great to
know. I said he was going to make it look nice.
Great. It will look brilliant.
All right.
You're leaving it to me, aren't you? You're letting me riff with it.
I gave you a pretty specific design.
I thought you said I could riff with it.
Pretty specific design.
It was very skew-whiff, though, Ian. I mean...
I like that.
It looks exactly like as you've done it.
I know that you designed it specifically to be avant-garde, but it looks like someone's ballsed it up.
Floss, this is not a Scott Balcony customer complaints line, but as you're here, Floss 1412 says, "Ask him how long until my T-shirt will be sent." Ha ha ha!
Oh, when did she order? When did he or she order it?
When did you order it, Floss? Please, because. Scott is keen to resolve balconyshirts.co.uk.
He's happy to help.
Floss says last week. Well, was that last Friday? Or was it last Monday? Because that's a world of difference when it comes
to T-shirts. If it was ordered last week and she hasn't got it now, she'll be getting it very soon, whenever she ordered it.
I find you very fast,
Scott. Here we go.
Very fast.
I got an email saying he'd run out of purple in my size. So I said phone him up!
Do you know what that is? It's Brexit. We can't get anything these days.
I saw you say that. Is that true, is it?
Yeah, well, as you're on at the same time as James O'Brien, we might as well talk about Brexit.
Oh, OK. Thanks very much for your call. OK.
I was behind a Polish lorry today on the way over. That's why I'm a bit late. I'm allowed to say these things now because of Brexit, aren't I? And he was a double lorry. I was thinking, because at one point I was thinking I might overtake, and then I was glad I didn't because he was... extra long.
Paul, hello, mate. Sorry, we were busy when you called earlier, mate.
I am officially Pwned Paul. It's official.
Pobie.
Yes.
This is a very high-octane show this morning. Probably the most high-octane show I think I've ever been involved in. And
My stomach hurts. It's been wonderful. I've been laughing so much.
Oh, are you going to sue us for that?
Of laughter.
Yeah. No, I'll sue you for giving out my address. I've already had two people around trying to sell me drumsticks.
Well, you do get through them.
That is true. That is true.
Are you allowed? You're like timpanist, right?
Yeah.
In an orchestra. Are you allowed to spin your sticks, throw your sticks up in the air, spin them, catch them, just bring it down on the beat like a proper drummer?
Do it. You'll end up on YouTube.
No, not in concert. I do a bit of twerkage in rehearsals for sure.
Okay, all right.
I just think that you should mac a bit more shao and you'll end up famous.
Mac shao. I can't believe we've got 1,000 and we made 200 new viewers, followers on
during
Friday.
During
the 12 hours. And over the last 48 hours when we haven't been on, we've made 1,048. That is insane. We're close to 18,000 now.
What is the bloody point, Ian? What is the point?
For your VODs, they get good ratings.
Yeah, the 12-hour show is up now, guys. We had to cut.
Maybe
it
we just
of
do. Maybe we just do VODs instead of live shows now.
I don't really know what VODs mean.
Isn't it video on demand?
Indeed. Yes.
Oh, I'm thinking of HUDs. I don't know what HUDs are in video games. Heads up. It's a HUD is like when you're playing a video game. It's
heads
got,
up,
like,
dude.
Paul, what would you like to say, mate? We're missing a lot of new callers for your rather stagnant college. So,
yeah, no, I just wanted to give you a new acronym for TLNA.
Okay, cool. To, it's got to be the same letters. It has to be the same letters because
yeah.
Let's just before we do this, let's just consult the future.
The eight ball.
Is this going to be great? Signs point to yes.
I think you're going to love it, and you're not going to hang up on me straight away with some kind of insult. Here it is. The lovely, nice assembly.
Hello?
God.
Paul? Paul, mate? We lost you. We lost that guy. That's a shame. If you are a tier 2 or tier 3, whisper TLNA. Whisper your address to us, please.
Do it now.
Please.
Before you forget.
Whisper your address to us.
Hi, Jake.
No. Ian. Hi, Ian.
Hey, Jake. Listen, the code dropped, man. Sorry. Very sorry about that. But now I'm in the toilet.
You having shit?
So, having shit, yeah.
Shit or peas? What's your language?
Is your mom... Sorry. Poor. Is your mom okay? Is she better now?
I'm afraid her condition can never get better, unfortunately.
Oh, what's wrong, Mel?
She has multiple sclerosis.
I know she wasn't very well. I don't really know what to do.
Well,
maybe we should call Uncle Jeff and see what's going on.
Okay, let's call Uncle Jeff. I don't trust Uncle Jeff, but let's call Uncle Jeff.
I thought Uncle Jeff was under police surveillance.
Who is that? Claire?
Claire's here.
Hey, Claire. How are you?
Oh, I'm so well.
Oh, it's so good to hear from you. Listen, things in Brazil are very difficult right now. Yeah. You know, Bolsonaro is stealing a lot of money and he's crazy and we don't know what to do. What do you think we do?
What are you going to do with Bolsonaro, Claire?
Well, I've always told you that he was a knobhead. You voted him in.
Claire, mind your language, please.
Yes, mind your language, Claire.
Don't tell me what to say. You're not my real dad. We established that through a DNA test.
Listen, Claire, but I still need to be a role model for you.
A what now?
A role model.
I don't want to see your role ever again after last time.
Oh, man, I'm so sorry, Claire. I know, it was a hard time for me.
At least one of us had a hard time.
We've discussed this, okay? Let's not do this again, please. It's too painful.
Well, you started it.
Okay. Listen, Bolsonaro.
I love you, but you've got
Bolsonaro.
To wash your hands. You've got to wash your hands.
Wash
this
your
time,
hands.
Honestly.
Wash your hands. Wash your hands before we wash our hands of you. Okay.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Bye. Bye then.
Tutty byes.
Bye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Sometimes you've got to be cruel to be kind. Sometimes you've got to be cruel to be kind.
Best call ever. Can we clip that and get that out? That was magic. Right, we've got a voice message here. Here we go.
Morning, message for Judge Boyle. It's Richard Groin here. If you want to call me back, just go straight through to the mobile number.
Okay, right, let's call him back.
Actual RG.
Hello.
Big up the Gregorian.
Is that Mr. Lee? Mr. Boyle?
Yeah, we're live in the morning this morning. This week.
I know. I was expressing my concern about the curfew not ending until 11 o'clock. You being up before that.
These things happen. We are very close to making a decision that may or may not be illegal, Richard, and we need GE Law's guidance.
The meter is running. I've started it.
Okay, we got the dono bar at the top.
You paid my last bill.
We got the dono bar at the top. Guys, we need to get £1,000 in 20 minutes. Otherwise, we cannot talk to... Catherine, explain to the big man.
Ian came up with a cunning plan.
Gatford came up with a plan.
Ian sanctioned one of Gatford's harebrained schemes, which was to entice more people to take a tier 3 and 2 subscription. So that's correct, isn't it? That is correct.
Is two and three. Never to call him again. I think it's a great
by promising them a handwritten postcard from one, either or me or him.
Why are you not explaining this in English?
Because I'm speaking legalese. You wouldn't understand.
Okay.
Now we have a.
Not a postcard from Gatford.
From us, from me.
This is what they do, lawyers.
Or me and him.
Is they deliberately misunderstand. So you go over the hour. You go over the hour. And they got 5 minutes into the second hour. You charge for a full hour. I've been divorced, I know.
He's badgering the witnesses. So everyone went for it, to the extent where we've got loads and loads to do. Handwritten postcards.
We've got too many to do.
And so Ian wants to rescind the idea. That we go on for 2 months. He wants to just do it for 1 month. Now, where do we stand legally with that? Because it was...
So he's made an offer to these poor victims who are going to be very upset about not getting a postcard in the second month.
Well, but no...
But they'd have to subscribe again.
Breaking their hearts, basically.
No, shut up, man. They would have to... They won't lose anything because they would have to subscribe for the second month. If they've subscribed for this month, they get the postcard. All I'm saying is... I don't want to do it for a second month. It's too much hard work and people are idiots.
If they subscribe for the second month, though, you won't mind, will you?
Yes. I would rather they didn't.
Right, I see. So even though these people are wanting the postcards, you're saying it's just too much trouble for them.
It's too much trouble for us.
That does make
they
it
get enough free. Let's be honest.
They fair enough, that does sound
free,
bad.
They get everything free.
I love this guy.
So I think they should pay more, if anything.
Oh, we hadn't thought of that.
And not get a postcard in month two.
Yeah, I think that sounds fair. More than fair.
Donuts.
I wouldn't even bother with month one.
Oh, my
just
God.
Just take their money and not send them anything.
Jeez. This is fantastic.
I love the fact we've got a legal team.
All right, Richard, thank you for that.
Did Friday go off okay? I was in court and otherwise engaged, but how did Friday go?
Friday was a great... We've had to ban all people called Gary... Because
because one of them kept showing us
a peen. We saw two peens. Oh, well, one peen.
One and a half peens.
We saw some tiny peens twice.
Can you tell me how far that is into the program, and I can go straight there?
Okay. We have that. Good day to you, sir. Good day to you.
We have the outtakes. They'll be available at Christmas.
Here's what I don't like about. Oh, I've not played any adverts. And then we'll do our sponsors. We'll do our wonderful, wonderful sponsors. Here's what I don't like.
Yeah.
Is I remember. Where I remember the moment when in this country we went from saying outtakes to bloopers.
Oh, yeah.
I remember the moment because we used to have It'll Be All Right in the Night, which was outtakes. Hang on a minute, I can do it. There's my glasses. Here we go. One of the audiences just died. We've got some hilarious outtakes.
That's very good.
From the TV programmes. And then one night, I had a video recorder in 1981. And there was a show listed late at night. And it was described as outtakes. Hilarious outtakes from TV shows. Late at night, I thought I'd tape that. It's like 8 or 9 or 10. I thought I'd tape it.
Because you were the only one who knew how to work the video recorder.
So I taped it, and it was an American show, and they were all outtakes from American shows that I'd never seen. It was rubbish. And it was called something like America's Greatest Bloopers.
Donuts.
And that was the moment that it all changed. It all changed. And we were buggered from then on.
Eloise, could you do some work, please, says PFT Greedo. Who's just subscribed and loves us. And so we have to tell you this, Eloise.
Do it.
Get on.
Do it. Do it. Do it.
Bloopers. Anyway, we've got loads to tell you. So
we have. Well, hang on a minute. Yes. Okay.
Sponsors.
No, because we've got adverts running. We'll do that in a minute. So.
Donuts.
Okay. So.
Thank you, Absolutely Nat.
I must admit, I've gone over to seasons instead of series. I've given up.
Sometimes you have to bend with the wind.
It's like in the 70s version of Invasion of the Body Snatchers. I often watch that film. I don't often watch it, but whenever I watch that film, I just think, God, it looks so tiring trying to be yourself. I just go to sleep and let them snatch my body. And that's what's happened with seasons and series for this guy anyway. I fell asleep and let them snatch my body, and my body was snatched. So did any tier threes get the email about postcards?
Oh, God, why are we discussing this again?
Because this is really important.
Can of worms all over the table asking for bloody postcards. Every single
Pete
one.
Pete typed something in the chat, but it just looks so boring. I can't even... Ah! By the way, we're not on to that. We're doing this all this week, right? 10 till 1, except for Wednesday, and we'll explain why in a minute. But there's more you can watch. 10 till 12 on Wednesday, but there's stuff, there's like extra stuff afterwards you might like. So we're not doing this in the evening. Pete... What's on the Tapes is on tonight, 8 o'clock. He's jumping in our grave.
Donuts.
He's jumping in our graves.
Thank you, Benji.
Donuts.
Like a piece of trash. So let's get a shout out for Grave Jumper. What's on the Tapes? 8 p.m. tonight. It's a lot of fun, but it's heartless. It's a really fun stream, but it's heartless that he would do that.
Well, it's typical, I think. Hamsters Rule okay. Big up yourself for subbing.
If any of our other big-time streamers are going to pick up my slack...
Wow. I mean, they hardly know you.
Then do let us know and we'll do our best to give you guys...
A lot of saucy fun there.
Shout out. This show couldn't happen without our sponsors.
Well, it probably could, but it wouldn't be nearly as good.
Whoa, look at that. Whoa. No, sorry, Catherine, not you. It's Queen. It's the Queen, yeah.
34sp.com. Could you stop it, please? I'm trying to work here.
Can I get a little bit closer on that?
Get a little bit closer, you're my kind of badge. Oh, fun. Fun now.
Beautiful, beautiful racist lady.
Oh. 34sp.com, they will help you set up your first or next website. They do WordPress. Well, you'll do WordPress. They'll give you the tools. And if you get stuck, you can give them a call. They'll help you through it. They're fantastic. They speak human and they speak geek. What more do you want? 34sp.com. Oh, and if you use the code TLNA, they'll give you 3 months to try it out for free. And if you don't like it at the end, you walk away, you pay nothing. So what have you got to lose? 34sp.com.
Hi, I'm Ian Lee and I love taking drugs. So much so it nearly ruined my life 3 times.
That's a true story.
Yeah.
I'm clean now and very clean now. I might be getting a big key ring this week. God willing. But let's see. I got clean by going to 12-step fellowships and rooms and things like that. But this time I went and popped into abbeycare.co.uk. I went to their Gloucester branch just to get a little bit of distance between me and my addiction. And they are great. Most of the people that you'll be dealing with on a daily basis are recovering addicts or alcoholics themselves, so they will be able to help you. They have experienced not exactly what you're going through, but actually I think you'll find the similarities are significantly more than we would perhaps like to admit. It's a cool place. It ain't cheap, but if you mention TLNA, you get 25% off. If you have health insurance, it might cover it. If your partner has health insurance, it might cover it. Or if your employer or your partner's employer has health insurance, it might cover it. It's certainly worth having a chat with abbeycare.co.uk and seeing what can work out. But if you mention us, 25% off. Bishy, bashy, bashy! Savio is gone.
Yeah.
He's gone.
You were on thin ice for a long time.
Thin ice.
That'll do, I think.
That'll do. He is gone. I'm going to have to reset my computer again straight after the show. Straight after. He's a tier 2, so he will get a postcard.
It will be goodbye, Savio. and I'll tape a pound
Did
to it.
Did any tier threes get the message that was emailed out today? Did any tier threes get the message that was emailed out today, please? Because I need to know if there's a flaw in the system. Wayne, no, you can't. You, Amy, so some did. Right, okay. So if you're a tier two, I think we just do it this month because actually it's
been too successful.
Too successful. So if you are a tier two or three, I did say midday today, and I will send out another message during this show, but when we're all going to help write it after midday, so that we can really get those words right. So if you're a tier two or tier three, by midday today, you're entitled to a handwritten postcard by me or Catherine, and we'll both sign it, and it will either be nonsense or it might be actually something that's going on, but probably nonsense, right? Mm. And you get a postcard, and it's a lovely idea. Neil Hamburger, one of our favourite comedians, did it. Gatford suggested it. So there is only this month. Maybe just do it for the tier three going forward. I think you're right, Jim.
Yeah.
I think you're right. I think you're right. So midday is the cutoff. But 1 minute past midday is the cutoff point. If you're a tier two or tier three, after that, you don't get killed.
Well, we won't claim responsibility for it.
You get a postcard, and we're only going to do it this month because we're only going to do it for tier twos and tier threes this month because it's been too successful. Honestly, we've gone from 10 tier twos to nearly 100. That's bollocks, man. So next month we might do it to a tier three, and we'll think of something else we can do for tier twos. That doesn't involve us doing anything. What was it? You that tweeted that video of that kid?
Which one?
The water.
Yes.
Ah, that's great. That's great. Let's find that. Let's watch that.
I'm trying to up the feel good in my Twitter feed at the moment because it's been so bloody depressing.
Yeah. I'm a little bit bunged up in my right nose.
Are you?
My right.
Do you want me to blow
nos?
Your ear?
That's made me laugh. That.
If only that worked.
Let's have a look at this first of all. This is outrageous. I love nearly all of my cats, right? But then this is the cat that encouraged me to get George and Patty because I'd missed out.
You looked after her when she was a kitty.
Yeah, look at this. This is Willow.
That was me.
In a box.
Yeah. She was watching me make the podcast that has gone out today. She just has to check I'm doing it right. She's not impressed.
Matt says, if I had a yes day from my kids and a couple of hundred postcards to write, I know what I'd do.
Hang on.
So that's Willow, who is just so gorgeous, but so arrogant.
She isn't the really. She
arrogance
just likes to,
is astounding
she
on
She likes
that
to
one.
Keep me on my toes.
But
and
then,
frankly, she can do whatever she wants.
But then I don't think I'm revealing any. No, we're not revealing anything. Oh, this is magic, right? Watch this. Let's watch this from the
Look
beginning.
At his little face. He's so beautiful.
These are great parents. So she's pouring a bottle of water on her head. Watch the dad. Holding hands. Oh, I'm doing this. And that's great. I'm doing that with my kids next time I see them.
Look at his little face.
Is that Richard Bacon? That's Richard Bacon. Or Tim Vincent.
It's Marty Pello.
There we go.
Did you see the one of the dad in the puddle? That was also beautiful.
No, did you tweet
yeah,
that?
Yeah, yeah, have
Let
a look at that.
Let me just come out of here. All right, we get it.
Oh, that gran is great as well. Do you see her?
We're going to see boobs.
We're going to see a big, massive bra. That's what
we're
going
to
see.
No. You tell me off for TOS.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I'd forgotten about that.
Yeah. Where am I going?
Down. Yeah, there.
All right.
Oh, it's so lovely.
Here we go. Let's have a little look. See it. This is what we want to do. We want to brighten up your lives.
Check this out. Come in.
Come here. Come on, hi. Put my hand.
Hold my hand.
Oh, look at
him. Please tell me he falls into a hole.
No, he just ruins his kicks.
Donuts.
I mean, Pepper always says you've got to wear your boots if you're going to do that stuff, but he don't care, man.
I was hoping he was going to fall in a hole.
That's mean.
Hazy says, what is TOS? Trust me, you don't want to know. It means terms of service. We've broken it twice. Let's say twice.
Let's say that.
Twice. And been suspended both those times.
So we are not playing games anymore.
We don't play no goddamn games. It's a phony show, guys. Do it. 0203-286-6370 is the telephone number. If you want to give us a call, you'd be very welcome. We're doing it all this week. Now,
Cockmongo says TOS stands for Todgers on Stream.
No. So we're doing it all this week because I noticed that when I did like a spontaneous morning, daytime friends kind of stream.
And he was just twiddling with his technicals.
We'd get sometimes more viewers than we'd get on the nighttime show. And we have 1,770 viewers. So we thought we'd do it this week to see if we can get any new followers. If you're new here, drop us a follow. That would be really, really gratefully appreciated. Next week, we're only in Monday and Friday because I'm going to a hotel. I've got college. But something's happening on Wednesday. We're going to finish a bit early, but we're going to send you somewhere. You might want to go and have a look at something in a bit. Let's go to Alistair. Good evening. Good morning, Alistair.
Morning.
Morning.
Ian and Catherine. Ian and Catherine. It's not Alan Bezick.
Or Jake and Claire.
It's not Alan Bezick. Like, who you called again?
Are you the TLNA people?
Hello.
Right, I just want to wish you well for your morning show, but also maybe I need to apologize for my first appearance on the 12-hour show, where I don't know where that performance came from when I pretended to be upset.
But are you doing
Are you doing
a performance now? And at the end you go We just don't know who you are anymore.
I don't know, yes.
You're like this generation's Marlon Brando, but less of a knob. Well.
it was a great show. Thank you very much for all that. And I think I'm not a tier three anymore, by the way. So I won't be getting a postcard.
Okay.
Because I messed up because I subbed on my iPhone to tier one and then you can't upgrade it. But that's all right. That's okay.
I got their first game.
Not having that.
We banned someone while that. This is how good we are, Alistair. It is okay and that's life. While you were talking, we were listening, and we banned someone. That's how professional we are.
Dementites. Was it Dementites?
Dementites.
Yeah, which again
sounds like Dementites. Dementites.
I think he's saying something. I think it's a booby joke. Hilarious booby joke.
Banned.
That's it.
It's life. We've got to deal with it. Life.
Yeah. Don't be mean. Don't be mean.
That's right.
We won't.
Don't be mean. Love.
I don't want any messing about. Anyway, as in our morning show, I thought we could sort of go back to a more traditional type of phone-in.
Okay, where you go, sir?
Should we bring back the death penalty?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay, thank you very much. 0203.
Can we unban MTTs?
0203. 286-6370. You phone up, you come. It's my home phone number. And
I can do traffic and travel. I used to do it as part of my job as a local newsreader in my first job. And I used to make them up because sometimes the traffic and travel wouldn't come through. So I would make it up and no one ever complained about it.
No one actually listens to the travel.
No. It was just part of the conditions of the license, I'm guessing, that you had to provide it.
Yeah. Okay.
They didn't say you had to provide accurate
Let's
travel information.
Let's get the latest on the roads with everyone's favourite mid-morning pick-me-up. It's Katie B.
Thanks very much, Ian. I've got the latest through from Captain Johnny in Thunderbird One. He's telling me that the sheer weight of traffic is making Borges Boulevard very sticky this morning. Usual weight of traffic around the Dog and a Doublet pub, so go easy there. An accident on the A1 is slowing things down northbound, so please be careful in that area just before you get to Cambridge. But then again, it's usually quite sluggish at this time of day. Other than that, nothing more to report. If you have anything that we are missing, please do give us a call on 0203 286-6370.
Thank you, Katie. I see you do that shit.
It was pretty much that new, that report as well every time.
I see you do that. I see you do that stuff.
Captain Johnny in Thunderbird 1.
I can do my bit. I can't do your bit because I've never done it.
Uh-huh.
I've heard it, but I don't, yes, you see, you slip into these.
Do you want weather? I can give you some weather.
Okay, I've got to find some, so that, right, so weather music. all right, hang on a second. Bear with. Okay. It's time to find out whether you're going to need your brollies or your shorts today. Here's the weather with everyone's favourite ray of sunshine. It's Kathy Boyle.
Thanks, Ian. I've been taking a look at the weather picture across Milton Keynes for us today, and it's looking like it's more brolly weather than shorts for sure for the next few days. Mostly cloudy with a high temperature of 8 degrees Celsius, precipitation 96% and humidity of 76%. Fairly windy, so be careful which direction you put that umbrella. But it will
certainly
be
windy around our house this coming day, so we're having curry for dinner.
I heard that rumour. It didn't get picked up on the satellite, though. Rainy again tomorrow, then we'll
have
some
what that means.
Bright spells on Wednesday, more rain Thursday, but brightening up from Friday into the weekend, which is where it really does count. You take care of yourselves, and if we are missing anything extraordinary weather-wise near you, please do give us a call on the usual number, which of course is 0203 286 6370.
Thank you, Kathy B.
More in half an hour.
Your weather. Brought to you by Everard's Insurance.
Done. Now, we can bring you more weather in the next hour if you just tell us where you are. I can easily, I can tailor that for you. We can do that. Ionica, I'm very good. You should really be on radio. Yes, we should.
We should.
We were.
We should.
That wasn't an accident.
Award winning. Behind that curtain there. Move your hand, please. Our awards.
Yeah.
Yep. There we go. 0203.
Jimbo wants the weather in Orlando.
Jimbo can get knotted.
We'll do it in a bit.
Jimbo can get knotted.
If we remember, you know we won't.
Oh.
It is, though, isn't it? So, tell them about the big cat.
I've told them about the big cat.
Yeah, but tell them in more detail. It's exciting.
Oh, there's another big cat has rocked up, and I don't want him in my house.
I've got a picture. If you want to see, it's true. Because at first I thought it was just Big Boy.
The picture was taken by me putting the camera, my phone, through the cat flap while I was on a WhatsApp call to her to show her. Because I can't get. Go on.
It is a bit wibbly, but you can see that's.
Oh,
just be in bed. Just be in bed.
Should be in bed at this time of the day. Oh, it's a tip. It's a press shot. Where are you going? Where are you going? Show it. Hold it steady. Hold it steady. Can't see it, Kath. Move it over. Nope. Stop. Hold it steady. Steady. Kath!
Anyway, it's...
There's a big cat who's
think
bigger
big
than Big Boy.
And then think slightly different.
Looks like Big Boy. Looks almost identical.
I'm wondering whether the original Big Boy was Bigger Boy.
It's huge.
Because we were scared of him, weren't we? He was massive.
No, I think that was the big boy that we've got is that big boy. You think
a
it was
big
a
boy,
one?
But I think
no, I think it was
the
this one
that came in.
Yeah, it's this one.
You sure?
I'm positive. I'm absolutely positive because I spent bloody 2 years hunting Big Boy. That is Big Boy, but there is now a new kid on the block. Now it's either nothing to do with him, but it looks exactly like him. dad, or brother. I think this one's tame because he looks well looked after.
Turned the
food down. I could get quite close to him. So, a bit of a headache, actually. We'll have a coffee in a minute. I haven't got the kitchen cam set up today. We'll do that for tomorrow. So there's a bigger cat out there, and I don't want him. Part of me has been thinking about getting rid of Big Boy. It's too much, man. Five is too much, and he's a pain, and he bullies the other cats. So, have you got a sack? I won't kill him, but it has crossed my mind.
Can we get a cat tamer in?
You got me. You got Jackson Galaxy.
Like Jackson Galaxy.
No, you don't need it. It's got me. So he's an imposter, like in the film The Imposter. So I'm thinking, it has crossed my mind. I probably won't, but it has crossed my mind. It's really expensive, and he's a pain in the ass. Maybe Big Boy could go and live with Willow, says Pete.
Hello?
It took me
43 years to be allowed to have Willow. Maybe in one of the 43 years I'll be allowed another cat.
I think Big Boy's going to stay here, but it has crossed my mind.
This is a Rabbit Hole production.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.